Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're going to talk more about what has happened in the city of Richmond. And I know there are folks that are part of this program who routinely send me notes and say, Jeff, I don't live in the city. What do I care? Well, here's why everybody actually needs to care about what's going on in the city. You're about to see criminal activity once again get the short shrift when it comes to attention. You're losing three members of the command staff of the Richmond Police Department with close to 100 years of experience and service. I say experience, let's talk about it. It's service. Now, why anybody would kick these guys to the curb and do it essentially with a Dear John letter, not Burkett, you know, another Jen, you know. Dear Deputy Chief, hey, thanks for everything, get out. It's absurd. And I will tell you that these men are very attractive candidates for other agencies. If I am the other Jeff Katz down in Chesterfield, I've already reached out to them and said, hey, you ever think about coming just a little bit south? If I'm my sheriff, David Hines, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to reach up and say, hey, you want to go to lunch? Because there's all sorts of stuff that's going on. Now, we hopefully are going to get every one of our kids back in school soon. I mean, really, honestly, get our kids back in school and hopefully get everybody that wants this vaccine a vaccine. They've had some issues down in Chesterfield County, and credit to the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors. They stepped up to the plate, and be they Republican or Democrat, said, we gotta get a handle on this stuff. We chatted the other day with my buddy Kevin Carroll, who was a member of the Board of Supes, represents Metoica. Chris Winslow is the vice chairman for the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors. He's joining us. Hey, Chris, appreciate you being here.
Jeff, thanks so much for having me this afternoon.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure. Can you just remind everybody why Chesterfield received the sort of attention it did? Because you guys really just stepped up and said, we got to send, how do we say it nicely, a strongly worded letter?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's interesting because after we sent that letter, it's almost like it really got some attention because things kind of turned on a dime and we started to see some real movement in our local health district. Of course, as you know, these local health districts are managed by the state. They're creatures of the Commonwealth. And so the Chesterfield Health District, even though it's labeled as such, also includes our friends in Powhatan and in Colonial Heights. And so it's been an interesting ride. But yes, that letter seems to have gotten some attention. We are now in a position in Chesterfield where we have vaccinated a little over 9% of our population. We had a successful event up at Richmond International Raceway over the weekend. And of course, we have our weekly vaccination efforts down at the local fairgrounds by appointment only, I should say. Mm-hmm. Please don't show up if you don't have an appointment.
Right. But
it's been good. So far we're making some progress, And we're really reaching out to try to stand shoulder to shoulder with the health department to work on some of these logistical issues in the process.
Okay. So yours is not the only health district that has had problems. I had a gentleman from Sussex on the other day.
I heard that.
Yeah, the state just basically, I don't know, picked up all their toys and went home and said, hey, good luck to you. Go 60 miles this way, 60 miles that way. And I just thought, it just seemed insane to me. And then, of course, the situation in Chesterfield. Do you get the sense that this is what the Commonwealth is doing just willy-nilly because they just don't have enough staff? What's the real reason behind it?
You know, it's really interesting. In some ways, perhaps the health district model is just not, in tune to this effort right off the bat. And so I think they've had some internal logistical items that they've been working on from the state level. You know, really, at the end of the day, if localities sort of had more control over this process, I think that it actually may be running more smoothly. And that's something that we've been trying to do on the Chesterfield level is work for more authority in the process, particularly the public-facing process, the registration process. I mean, ideally, we'd be able to tell anybody who calls us, hey, Mrs. Jones, you're scheduled at this day, at this time. This is your registration number. If this changes, we will let you know. Someone will call you if the supply, for instance, changes and the hospitals keep more for some reason or the state doesn't distribute enough to the health district. We've got to pull back. Or maybe there's more in a good case with the Johnson & Johnson coming online.
Right.
You know, we'd be able to adjust that and account for that. So I really think there's just the job is a really big one, and I don't think the health districts, you know, at least initially have been set up for it.
Yeah, wow. Chris Winslow is joining us, the vice chairman of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors. Now, you mentioned that it seems as if things are a little bit better at the present time, right?
Yes, and so, you know, one of the things we're having success with in our talks with the state is, as I mentioned, at 9%, a little over 9%, I think that probably doesn't include about 4,000 vaccinations over the weekend at RIR and then in our other efforts. So I think we're maybe a little over the 9%, but we're making progress. But one of the things we're trying to do is not only assist with logistical support with the health district, with like IT work and things like this, but also trying to think outside the box. How can our libraries play a role in helping to vaccinate? How can we work on identifying and partnering with our healthcare providers who basically have the best lists available? You know, all of this, we don't need to recreate the wheel. The doctors know their patients. They know who's over 65. They know who's over 75. They know who has pre-existing health conditions. So we really just want to unlock them at this point and get the vaccine rolling even better than it is.
You know, here's the one problem with that, Chris, and I don't want you to take it the wrong way. That smacks of such common sense that the whole idea is going to be foreign to the vast majority of bureaucrats. You know that, right?
Well, we perhaps.
Yeah.
I think we've certainly heard some of that in some conversations, but I'll tell you, I do think that there's a lot of good people working at this, but really they just need to let the local governments, let our local providers into the conversation more. And I think if they do that and we can help identify every wrinkle in the logistical process, that by the time this supply opens up, we'll be ready to roll.
Well, listen, I am so grateful. I'm not in that health district, but I'm just very grateful that the Board of Supervisors down there in Chesterfield County, across party lines, said we've got to put the people in our community above any partisan concerns. And I think you're really sort of blazing a trail here for other communities around the Commonwealth. Can I ask you real fast, Chris, about the back to school? Obviously, Monday became a snow day, but I got to think those elementary school kids and their parents and the teachers have got to be thrilled to be back in the classroom.
Well, they are, and we, of course, back to the vaccination on this piece, we have been prioritizing our elementary school staff and teacher populations to get them vaccinated. And, in fact, we'll be rolling into our middle school population, finishing up with our elementary school and rolling into our middle school teaching and staff populations later this week and into next week. So we're really, really pleased to be putting those folks first and in a position to get back to face-to-face instruction that is, you know, in a safer way than before.
Well, I think you should be very proud about what it is that you're doing and how you've done it. And all kidding aside, I appreciate that hard work, and I'm certainly grateful for you taking some time to chat with us.
Thank you, and thank you for your show. We listen to it daily.
Thank you so much. That is Chris Winslow. He is the vice chairman of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, and they have led the way. They have led the way. They sent a note. You remember this. They sent a letter basically to Ralph Northam and said, look, man, this health district is ready and willing. The people in this district ready and willing, but you're not getting any cooperation from the state. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll get turned around a little bit. I don't know what the time frame is for everybody else. We're going to check back with Eric Fly hopefully soon. I'm hoping next week from Sussex County. Remember, he was on last week. And his health district down there, the state basically said, you guys are just out of luck. We're not doing anything. The doors are shuttered. If you need some sort of service, you're going to have to drive 60 miles south or 60 miles north. That'll be your choice. And the Sussex County Board of Supervisors said, well, then in that case, we're not contributing any money anymore. And all of a sudden, the Commonwealth paid attention. So we will get him back to talk a little bit about that. And hopefully, again, hoping, they have made some progress in the right direction. Now, coming up at 5:05, I do want to spend a couple more moments chatting about what happened in Richmond. And maybe you and I ought to talk about it, because here's what I think is going on. I think that LeVar Stoney hates cops. Is there more to it than that? A little bit, but not much. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.